We're doing Dov's Minute, and we do 1 minute on Tefillah. It's a new semester, so we'll remind the new people that we had a student who passed away in a diving accident, and he left the world without any family. So we decided to dedicate an added minute in his memory, in his merit. We call it Dov's Minute. It's a new semester, so sometimes we have to go back to the basics. Like the whole idea of prayer altogether. There was a child who went away for Shabbos. And came Matzei Shabbos, the host said, "Ooh, let's go, we'll all go together for pizza and bowling." And they're making all these grandiose plans. And a second later, the kid's father knocks on the door. He just traveled 45 minutes sitting in traffic to pick up the kid to bring him home. So the kid looks at his father, and the father says, "How was your Shabbos?" And the kid said, "It was great until you walked through the door." So the father looked at him all stunned and didn't say a word. The kid went and packed his bags, took the stuff to the car, and they started to drive home. The kid starts talking to the father, and the father doesn't respond. Nothing. They get home. The kid gets ready to go to bed, and he comes to wish his father goodnight, and the father doesn't respond. Nothing. The next morning, the kid tries talking to his father, and he doesn't respond. So the kid finally goes to the mother and says, "What's going on? Why isn't Dad talking to me?" So the mother explains, "You know, you offended your father. Here he came right after Shabbos. He slept all the way out to pick you up, and that's the way you answered him. So he's hurt." And the father continued this for a period, and the kid went out of his mind. It's a very, very tough punishment not to talk to someone. You don't exist. You could talk, but I'm not talking. It's probably the harshest thing you could do because, you know, even if you yell at someone, at least you acknowledge their existence. Hashem gave us a tremendous gift. This idea that we can communicate, that we can daven, that Hashem says, "Talk to me, I'm listening." That's a gift. That's the idea of tefillah. Hashem says, "Come and let's talk. I haven't heard from you for a while. Let's talk." And when we approach tefillah, we have to realize it's a gift that's really unnatural. If you think about it, why should we be granted this gift, the capacity to talk to the King of all kings? Go talk to Netanyahu. Lend me your ear, right? And so we begin our tefillah with the recognition that really this is something that's beyond our true capacity. It's a gift. We begin by saying, Hashem sefatai tiftach. Hashem, open my lips, because on my own, I don't even begin to understand by what right I'm standing here. You open my lips. You give me the capacity to speak.